Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hey everyone, this is Ashley Selman and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast. I'm here today with Ken Lau, who is one of our team members, one of our acupuncturists, and we're going to be talking today about healing yourself through body awareness. So welcome, Ken. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited about this topic. So before we jump in, tell us a little about yourself. So I know you were originally more of a Western scientist and then also a martial artist, and now you consider yourself a healing artist, which I love. You've been at Evolution now for about a year and a half. And tell us a little more, how did you get interested in the concept of healing yourself or healing oneself?
It was actually through martial arts. And I had a lot of health issues growing up, and I felt all this energy and different illnesses, and I would go places and I would feel ill, and I thought, oh man, am I just a sickly kid? And then I got into meditation and I got into martial arts, and that kind of helped strengthen me from the inside. But I was still studying to become a DO, a doctor of osteopathy, which is kind of like a holistic Western doctor. And eventually, while I was studying that in college, I found Shorinji Kenpo, which is like Shaolin Kung Fu, but a Japanese version. And we would beat each other up and then we would heal each other. And
wow.
Yeah, when you're a martial artist, you're gonna get injured. And so they have all these ways to heal yourself, tsubo or acupuncture points, and bone setting techniques, which similar to chiropractic work. And I found I had a bit of a knack for it because as part of the advanced black belt training, you would do these points on other people because it's almost like a way to practice your own posture and energy work. And so I found I had a knack for it, and one thing led to another, and I tried acupuncture and it was amazing, and all these weird things that I was feeling as a child, they talked about in these books that were thousands of years old.
Wow.
And so it just lit my fire, and here I am.
Well, that must have been empowering to sort of understand kind of more what it was coming from and not have it be such a mystery and feel a little validated.
It was like I fell into the rabbit hole and my whole world fell into it, and I could still see the sun and the stars, and I was helping my family and my friends, and it was amazing.
I love that story. And wow, how intense that you were beating each other up, but then also healing each other. Like, what a concept.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So tell us a little bit more about, how does body awareness, we're talking about body awareness, healing, helping us heal. So how can body awareness help with that?
So we have this idea in Chinese medicine, and it's called yin yan. And what it means is the intention or awareness, or you might even call it imagination. But this this power of imagination or intention or awareness brings your qi, which is translated as air or breath or even oxygen, to the area that you're thinking about. And so sometimes we don't have that capacity, but if we're relaxed and our muscles aren't stiff, then we can, you know, focus on a certain area of the body and we can start to feel it pulsating, and that's like the very kind of beginning of this awareness.
That reminds me, that's fascinating, because when I was an athlete, we did a lot of visualization, and we did a visualization about our sport, but we also did visualization about lowering our heart rate or changing our body temperature. And we do these things where you'd get a readout of, you know, what is your heart rate or what's your body temperature? And just by thinking about it, you could actually change it. And I remember being blown away by that, But yeah, it's exactly what you're talking about.
It's exactly that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's a universality to all of this. And many cultures have known about this. It's just, you know, writing it down and expanding on it and coming up with some kind of rationalization for it. I heard that track runners, they often run on the grass after they're cooling down, after their workout, to get rid of lactic acid. But the way we look at that in Eastern medicine is that when we run around barefoot, we do this earthing, this grounding. So that's what brings all this like imbalanced energy down into the earth. And that's why you can reduce lactic acid by running on grass. Mm-hmm. But we look at it like something else, but it's the same.
Right. And there's so much more going on in our bodies and our minds than I think so many of us have yet to appreciate. And I'm still learning all about that. So
we all are.
And yeah, it's very cool. I love this topic. I know for yourself, you had an injury, a pretty traumatic injury.
Yeah.
What was it, in the last year or so?
Yeah, it was a little bit over a year ago, and it was pretty intense. It seemed like such a crazy time. There were all these like finals events going on in the sports world, and everyone had this kind of high about them, and I was feeling the same way, and I was a little bit too aggressive on my mountain bike, and I was on Mount Tam, and I fell, and usually when I fall, I get some cuts and scratches, but this time none. But it was so dark that I didn't even know how I fell or what I hit, and I stood up, and my hands were numb and tingly, and apparently I got some pretty bad whiplash because I was riding too late at night, and underneath the redwood grove there was not enough light. Anyways, the point of all this and the point I want to share is that it was kind of a blessing in disguise, and disease and injury can often be that, because it brings to light certain imbalance within us, and if we ignore it, it will get louder and louder and louder. But if we humble ourselves to it and we listen to it, it can really teach us a lesson that is kind of wired within us that we need to learn. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I had a previous injury from long, long ago, and it was causing all sorts of things in my shoulder and in my neck, but it was actually this accident that brought all of this to light. And thanks to you guys at Evolution, I feel much stronger than ever before the accident, especially.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been watching you do your recovery and work hard and also be patient. And, you know, as we've talked about, I can relate in that, you know, I've struggled with a lot of injuries myself. And for me, I think coming from being an athlete for so many years, all I kept doing was pushing harder to get through the injuries. And it was only in the last year or so that I really realized that it was the letting go and being patient that was the part that I hadn't mastered. And so the universe keeps teaching you the same lesson until you learn it, right? So
I've noticed that in you too.
Yeah, so I'm hoping I'm learning that lesson. But yeah, I was inspired by watching how you approached it. And you know, it's difficult. And I know that I could tell that it was hard for you at times, but your patience and kind of discipline was really inspiring. So I'm glad to hear how well you're doing.
I was just mirroring you. I was just
helping you. That's great. So we're talking about awareness and health, but you're also an acupuncturist. That's what you do here. So how does acupuncture fit into this picture?
Yeah, so it's a strong intervention, and the highest form of the medicine is what we were talking about. It's using your own mind and awareness to bring healing. But sometimes after an acute injury or you know, really stuck injuries or even stuck emotions can cause physical pain and trauma. And so you need an outside external source to help. Just so you can put something down and then pick it back up again with fresh eyes. Mm. And so this is where things like acupuncture could be useful, because it's someone else helping you bring awareness to an area which your body has probably kind of tuned out. Because the pain signal is a useful tool, but eventually if it's so loud and it keeps getting louder, the brain learns how to tune it out so it can continue with the everyday life. Mm-hmm. And so part of what we're doing with acupuncture is we're breaking that open. Acupuncture is great for neurogenic pain, mm-hmm. often from chronic pain, and then it can lead to, you know, unawareness of the body and compensation patterns that, mm-hmm. that lead to interesting gait. Who knows? But a lot of different things.
God, and that's so true. Unawareness of the body when you have pain. It's like, especially when it's chronic, like all you want to do is just forget about it and avoid it, but that's not what's going to bring you the healing, right? As you're talking about, it's the awareness and sort of almost turning towards that and really getting to what does this part of my body need. And so you're saying the acupuncture can kind of break that pain cycle and open it up to new energy, essentially?
Exactly. And so the idea is that we have this chi. You can think of it like rivers of water or energy flowing in the body. And we have this saying, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation. It's bu tong se tong, tong se bu tong. And it means if there's pain, then the chi is blocked. And if the chi is blocked, then there's pain. Hmm. And so, you know, some kind of obstruction has stopped this flow, hmm. and then it affects the surrounding area, and then eventually it might lead to more and more problems. And so all we do is we kind of move a few twigs or sticks. If this is like a river and it's a beaver dam, then the water will move the rest.
That's a great analogy. I like that visual. Well, I know I've been working with you with acupuncture and Yoshiko as well, and it's been, I really enjoyed the adding that into my kind of repertoire of healing and healthful activities, because it really is a different, I can really feel the change in energy, which I've never really, you know, I've done a lot of different therapies before, but it's definitely a unique therapy, so I like that.
Thank you.
So I also know you're interested in Tai Chi and the benefits that has for health. And I know you're going to be doing a class here at Evolution in Tai Chi, which I'm actually excited about. Tell us a little more, what's the benefits of Tai Chi and how does that relate to what we're talking about in terms of body awareness and healing?
Yeah, so back in the day, all the Chinese medicine healers were martial artists. And the purpose of that was they would be able to cultivate their qi by being very grounded and feeling the earth, if you will. But basically, they had really good posture. And so that when they would needle or when they would massage or bone set, then they wouldn't injure themselves and they could help someone and not be affected themselves. Mm-hmm. So having a strong body and a strong mind can then spread outwards. And so Tai Chi is a fundament for this, and it's actually part of the required curriculum at school. So you start with Tai Chi and then you start with body work, because, you know, if you know how to have good posture, then you know how to touch someone with good posture, and then from there you know how to needle someone with good posture. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're saying that it started as a practice for the actual doctor or massage therapist for them to be strong in their body and have awareness, but now it's sort of used for lots of people for benefits.
Exactly.
And tell me a little bit more about the practice of Tai Chi and what qualities does that involve?
Yeah, so Tai Chi is very much a Chinese philosophy of healing. It's all about slow, repetitive motions, and that can lead to lasting changes over time. It's this idea that if you change your daily lifestyle and your habits and you build on those, then you can move mountains.
It's so, the compound effect.
Exactly.
I love that. It's one of my favorite books, actually. So that also speaks to what we're talking about with patients, because I know for me, and I think for a lot of people, sometimes we want that sort of like, I want a hard work so I feel good, but it's really not going to, it's the patience of those sort of smaller activities, smaller seeming actions that really build resilience over time. And so it's, really training yourself to stick with those. Like you said, it's a little bit, I don't know the word to use, sort of repetitive, but that's where you're going to get the benefit from grooving those repetitions.
Exactly. It's just like rewiring your brain. Mm-hmm. The more you fire something, the more it will activate. And so what we're trying to do is, you know, you have a good posture and then you start moving with balance slowly and you just do it in the slightest way. But then when you're running, you might have the same neurons firing and you might run with a little bit of a more stable posture. Who knows? But that's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime you have a nervous system that's communicating better with your body, it's going to help with everything, right? You know, body awareness, connectivity to your muscles, reactivity to the ground. So I feel like that's a very good skill for people to have. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that and learning more about it. I've always thought of Tai Chi. I don't think I've ever done any of it, but I've always seen people. It seems like kind of a moving meditation.
Exactly.
And I like that.
Yeah. And that's kind of the idea, because you're moving slowly, but you're also using movements to expand your breath. And then breathing is kind of the other trifecta. I mean, we talked about qi earlier, and it's defined as breath, but a lot of Tai Chi is also using movements to yoga as well, to expand the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an awareness of your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite useful.
And breathing has so many healing properties. Tell me more about what your opinion is, or how you use breathing as a source of healing.
We even use it as a source of diagnosis to some degree, because if someone's posture is really collapsed, you know that they're not taking deeper breaths. And you know that not only are their breaths going to be short, but their decisions, their perception is going to be quicker and shorter as well. And so that can lead to certain outcomes. And so, you know, what I've been trying to help some people with, especially people who have issues with anger, is just getting a sense of how full their lungs can be first thing in the morning, and then they can get a sense of when their breath is short. And they can use this kind of like a sun salutation type of hands over the head and breathing in and then breathing out to I guess reframe that. So they can continue to allow that emotion to go, or they can pivot and feel a different way.
Well, and it comes down again to awareness. You're saying that the awareness of what you're feeling, where maybe before you have connected with your breathing, you wouldn't feel that shortness of breath coming, and now you have sort of a baseline to compare it to, and you bring some awareness to that emotion.
Exactly, because breathing can sometimes be so automatic, and then we don't realize we're breathing short, and then we don't realize that our mind and our replies and our thoughts are also short.
So breathing helps with healing and awareness, and it's sort of all kind of tying together here. Anything else you want to say about any of this, breathing, healing, body awareness, that you want to finish up with?
I'm glad you asked, because we have this idea that all of these things are connected in Chinese medicine and maybe even Chinese philosophy. And that's kind of the big departure from Western philosophy, which can be very linear and diagnostic. Eastern philosophy can sometimes be very confusing and confounding, because everything is connected. And so to go on further, I'll say that the body, the mind, and we all say the spirit, but it's more like emotions in Western terminology, are all connected. And so through awareness of the breath and through awareness of the body, we also have an awareness of how our emotions are flowing outwards and what kind of emotions we want to continually have on a regular basis. And I guess the point I'm trying to say is that emotions, say if we are worrying all the time, can cause physical trauma or pain. For example, nausea, or a stomach ache, or, you know, if our shoulders are always up and tight, we'll have a tight shoulder neck complex.
Yeah, so not only does the mind control the body and vice versa, but the emotions have such a play in that too. And I think sometimes we forget that third element. And some people don't even pay attention as much the mind-body connection. We talked about that in the beginning though. And really, so you're saying all three are tightly connected.
Exactly. And emotions are obviously much, we can't really control them. It's kind of like the weather. and they kind of result from the seeds that we sow with our mind and where our body is. Mm-hmm. And so if we plant good seeds in good soil, so the seeds would be the thoughts and the soil would be the body, the posture, then the emotions that flow outwards will be more joyous okay, for example, we have this thing that's called peach blossom luck. It's kind of a funny little translation, but you see it in puppies and kittens and babies, and they have this magnetism, this glow mm-hmm. about them, and they have this smell, and you just want to coddle them and just take care of them. That is kind of like the ultimate manifestation of this Shen, this spirit, flowing really brightly. And so that's like kind of an ideal state of health where you like radiate this magnetism.
Wow, I love that. Yeah. Oh, I love babies and puppies. I totally know what you mean. I've never thought of it that before. That's a very aspirational. You want to feel that kind of glow.
Yeah. And you know, when you feel that way, people sense it, and they can sense it from across the street or down the block. You know, it radiates and it affects all of the people around you, and people want to be around you. And you, of course, you can't be like that all the time, but you know, once in a while, why not?
I love it. Well, this is great. I love this topic. It speaks to me personally, as I talked about, and really happy to have you here. I'm looking forward to your Tai Chi class and really enjoying the acupuncture. And thanks for sharing today and being so open with your personal stories. And it was great to have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll be talking to you soon. Have a great day.